both these gentlemen. John Shirley, of course, the state chapter head of Oath Keepers, and the founder, Stuart Rhodes, here with us. We were talking there in that one-minute break about something so important. What I'm saying is the feds are creating a spy network through InfraGuard of dentists, of doctors, of quote, professionals, to spy on people. They've approached my dad. They've approached other dentists he knows. I mean, this is a massive program. They know this vacuum's coming, so they're trying to create a federally, locally controlled militia. We need the true local. Guys, talk about that.
Right. They're trying to co-opt every infrastructure in the state and local government, the police. I mean, we've seen the working group for countering violent extremism that Southern Poverty Law Center is now sitting on in DHS. Their recommendations are to train and reach into mental health workers, family service workers, teachers, you know, enlisting all of the
cable repair guys.
Yeah, everybody to spy on and to, you know, to combat violent extremism.
Firemen.
Yeah, absolutely everyone. That's why we reach out to all of those institutions as well. We reach out to police and fire because we understand that they are going to be, they're being told right now, you know, if you go into a home and you see something suspicious, you know, let us know about it. So taking fire.
And they're not even really saying piles of cocaine. It's if you go in there and they got reloading equipment, we're seeing realtors calling police on people when they see reloading or guns.
Right. They're causing hysteria, and because of the ignorance of people about what is legal and not legal in the United States, they're criminalizing things that aren't yet criminal, but they're doing it inside the heads of people and getting them to think that you're a bad guy if you have guns. And so like John was saying earlier, you know, the nationalization of the police and the federalization of the police is really, you know, very much the same thing that happened in Germany under the Nazis. They nationalized the police, and they co-opted the independence of the local provinces, and we're seeing that right now. You've got sheriffs who are, you know, rolling around in these, you know, $100,000 command vehicles that the DHS gives them. Your sheriff cannot be independent and be dependent at the same time.
And the feds are moving in many states to get rid of sheriffs altogether.
Right. Well, they want the sheriff to be an appointed official.
Yeah. And that's getting rid of him. I mean, that's,
right. Yeah. It's gutting what the sheriff does, what the sheriff is.
Well, that's an attack on the Constitution right there. That's in all the state constitutions, the sheriff.
Well, so we have to fight back at the local level, and we're doing it. We're now part of the 10th Amendment Center Nullify Now tour, going around the country and talking about state sovereignty and standing up, and the doctrine of interposition, of the responsibility and duty of the state to interpose itself between the federal government and the citizenry when the feds cross the lines of the boundary.
And what's great is you're getting, not exhausted, but running all over the country yourself. You're finding other great leaders like John Shirley and others who can be force multipliers to speak to even more groups, and folks can find out how to get you guys or other great state chapter leaders to come speak on the Oath Keepers website.
That's right. Oathkeepers.org. They can go there. And we have a free forum here for Texas here as well and all the other states.
So they can go there and find all the local chapters.
Absolutely.
And people can just get information from the site, or they can become full-fledged members if they're in the military or police.
And they can be also associate members if there's an average citizen who wants to support our mission. But you don't have to join if you don't want to. And I understand fully why some police officers and active duty military would not want to. I understand that we're concerned about being purged out of their job. So we don't ever pressure them.
But you come to a point where, that's why I admire John Shirley here, you know, active sergeant in Houston. There comes a point where silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And I understand some folks are really highly classified things, other things can't. But it's time to just be counted, stand up and say, I'm not afraid anymore. You know, some people are like, oh, Alex, you better watch it. They'll get you. Yeah, I know. They'll get me and my family if I don't have courage. There comes a time you got to stand up and say, look, that's it. They're already coming down on us. That's why I admire both of you.
Well, frankly, to the veterans, I say, you've got no reason not to stand up. Current serving, I can see that. It's kind of nice to have, you know, the icebergs theory of the visible tip like him, but there's also the guys you don't know are there, and that makes the you know, the elites worry and stay awake at night.
And they know we've got truth and justice on our side, and people hunger for that. I mean, we're good. People can sense it. They know it. We're historically right. They can see all the signs that we've been right, and it's just make a choice, folks. Decide where you're going to be in history. I mean, don't wait till later, lying in your beds, you know, wishing many years from now, as Braveheart said, that you'd done the right thing.
Well, as Thomas Paine said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my day so that my child will have peace. And that's how I feel about it. I'm going to die anyway. So let's stand up right now. And if we all stand up together, we can't be stopped.
Now, we can't be stopped. We got the good guys. They got the bad guys. The bad guys are a bunch of scum, folks. We can defeat these people. Gentlemen, great having you in here with us. Amazing. Webster Tarpley on Egypt, straight ahead.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The globalists have basically occupied this country and many others. We're trying to get our republic back. And we had Webster pop in earlier for 5 minutes, but I wanted to have him come back live here to recap and get into the latest developments. They are announcing that Hosni Mubarak in the last few hours is going to step down. Now, they've been saying this for 3 weeks to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're not fans of the dictator Hosni Mubarak. The issue here is it's admitted that our government, Israel, and others, even though they claim they like Mubarak, have been telling him to step down. It is admitted, and Leon Panetta, before this announcement earlier today, gave testimony in Congress that they were telling him to step down, even step down, or make the announcement of stepping down today. What is the overall strategy? What's happening here? Glenn Beck is saying it's the Muslim Ottoman Empire, the Caliphate coming back. Well, in a way, that's true. They're trying to destabilize the Middle East. What's the larger geopolitical aims? Historian, doctor of history, also in economics. He has a doctorate in history, but he's also an economist. Is Webster Griffin Tarpley. He's also an author. Wrote the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush and the unauthorized biography of Barack Hussein Obama. You've got the floor for the next 12 minutes, sir. Break down exactly what's happening here.
Well, the first thing I would say is there may be now a counter coup in process. It's been 4 or 5 hours since Leon Panetta opened his big yap at the House Intelligence Committee hearing in the Capitol here in Washington this morning, saying, oh, well, there's a very strong likelihood that Mubarak will be out by the end of the day. And I think he realized that this was a very stupid thing to do. a new low of stupidity even for the CIA. Because imagine you're a nationalist Egyptian officer or even, you know, a normal Egyptian. Your country's future is being announced in Washington, D.C. by the head of the CIA. You might, some of these people should, they might die of shame as a result of this. So there could be a nationalist backlash of nationalist officers in the Egyptian military and elsewhere that don't want to go along with this, right? If the, typically, if the generals want to go one way, the colonels might want to go another way. That's what happened in Egypt in 1952 when Nasser came in as the revolt of the colonels. There might also be an inter-service rivalry. If we're going to have a military junta, they may be fighting over the seats in that military junta. And if the army is getting too many seats, remember the Air Force is where Mubarak came from, and the attitude of the Air Force has been a kind of a question mark.
Much of his cabinet is Air Force.
Right, so maybe the Air Force is fighting the army for seats in the junta. Anyway, I don't think it was very smart of Panetta to announce this. On the other hand, that may be what they had to do. In other words, the U.S. side, it seems to me they saw that these crowds were dwindling. There was a big hysteria in the last couple of days that the crowds were bigger than they ever were. But if you look at what they did, they filled in most of that square with a tent city where no people could really go and mill around. So they, it seemed to me they were dealing with a fairly anemic, fairly feeble response to all this demagogy. And the Golden Youth were there, yes, the Golden Youth were there overnight. And the Muslim Brotherhood would come in on Fridays and other days when they wanted something. I don't think they ever got much over 50,000. And I think if they had, they would have shown it to us, right? Compare what you've seen in that square in Cairo to the Obama inauguration. The Obama inauguration was indeed something in the area of 750,000 or something like this. Nothing like that in Egypt. So,
yeah, this looks more like a sports stadium of 60,000 people. They keep showing tight shots of it on Al Jazeera.
Right. The Pope gets that, you know, two or three times a year. Some, in the summer, the Pope can get that pretty much every week, be it you know, Sunday or Wednesday. But
what's the reason for all this? Why is the West now admitting that they engineered this against their own bloodthirsty ally?
Again, bloodthirsty, you know, in the sense of war, I think not. In other words, what's the big U.S. project? It's been since 2004, 2005, is to assemble this united front of countries that would be the Arabs, and above all, it means the Sunni Arabs, and that, of course, means Egypt, but also the others. The Sunni Arab countries, together with the United States, however, together with Israel, and the key element of this, the creation of an anti-Iranian, anti-Shiite front, depended on having a nuclear umbrella, nuclear protection extended by the United States to these countries, to Israel, to Egypt, to the Gulf states, the Emirates, Kuwait, Oman, and so forth, and to Saudi Arabia. And right in the middle of that, in August of 2009, Mubarak said, no, I don't want it. He said, this is a bribe to the Israelis. I don't want to normalize with the Israelis without, you know, negotiating, you know, a series of issues that are my issues, Egyptian issues. And after Mubarak had opposed this U.S. nuclear umbrella, and of course this is not a good thing, right? That means the U.S. gets involved immediately in any war in the Middle East. I don't think we want this. Mubarak took the stand, and then the Saudis were then also able to say, we also don't want this. We don't want this, the normalization with Israel. In other words, what the U.S. was trying to do is to create a military alliance that would lock in Egypt and the Saudis and the Israelis all in one united front. This is a very uncomfortable position for Arab leaders to be in. So he said no. He also said, hey, U.S., in 2006-2007, you're trying to get out of Iraq too fast. That may turn out to be prophetic. The other thing was during that Israeli-Lebanon war, the attack on Lebanon by the Israelis in the summer of 2006, Mubarak was trying to promote, trying to mediate a contact between the Israelis and the Syrians to try to end it. And he said the U.S., at that time, the Bush administration, the U.S. was sabotaging the effort to have a direct channel between Israel and Syria to put an end to it. So there's lots and lots of friction. Mubarak is well entrenched, or was well entrenched, He was somebody with a mind of his own. He was a nationalist. He was gruff. He was old. He was stubborn. He was prickly. The U.S. was not getting what they wanted. And again, the last contact I know of is a telephone call from Obama to Mubarak on January 19th, in which Obama says, thank you for supporting what we're doing in Lebanon with this commission, which is this fake kangaroo court where they're going to indict Hezbollah and blame them for the death of Hariri when there really is no proof and there are, you know, half a dozen candidates, as many countries as have secret intelligence in the Middle East, right? You can go through the list. But they're going to pin it all on Hezbollah. And Mubarak could say that's simply a recipe for destabilization and possible war. So he has opposed it. But Obama then calls him up and says, thank you for supporting what I'm doing. I'm sure Mubarak said, look, I don't support what you're doing. So that was the 19th of January, and that's about a week before the National Endowment for Democracy and the International Republican Institute and these other groups essentially gave the signal to mobilize, right, by Twitter and Facebook, led by this guy Ghonim, the Lenin, the Robespierre of the revolution, is a Google executive. His name is Ghonim. He's this sort of squirrely guy you saw on television yesterday. And that's supposedly the charismatic leader of the revolution. Now, who could take over? Some people say General Suleiman, because General Suleiman is the head of the, he's the vice president now. He would be, in theory, the successor, I guess, from some points of view, although not from the Egyptian constitution. Suleiman is the contact with the Israelis, with the CIA, and all the rest of it. Will it be Suleiman as essentially a military dictator, or at least a first among equals, or will it be a military junta? And they say that the military junta would likely include Tantawi, the defense minister, and General Sami Anan, or Anan, the head of the general staff. Now, these were the two who were in Washington on the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th of January when it all got started. And some people thought, well, maybe the U.S. timed the revolt to have the two top officers, the people who would direct the military response, out of the country. But I think it's probably more likely now that Tantawi and Anan were in Washington to prepare the overthrow of Mubarak, and they were simply overtaken by these street demonstrations going faster than they thought. Remember, in these cases, when you have a color revolution, the coup d'etat is always something behind the scenes. In many cases, the color revolution occurs when the coup d'etat has already happened, when the changes have been made behind the scenes, when the U.S. has bought and corrupted or blackmailed or whatever various players in the military and the bureaucracy to get the solution that they want next. And they want somebody much weaker than Mubarak, much more pliable, much more of a U.S. puppet than Mubarak had become. So it seems to me that there's a good case that the U.S. plan was to have these two generals, Tantawi and Anan, kick out Mubarak and take over, you know, almost, well, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, the 27th, 28th, 29th of January. But it didn't work because Mubarak is stubborn. Mubarak fought back. Mubarak has a presidential guard.
Lester, we've only got 1 minute left. You're saying there may be a counter coup. In closing, what do you see happening?
Well, there could be a counter coup. I don't know that. If Mubarak doesn't come out and speak tonight, then it's a counter coup. But the thing that we know, if this junta comes in, or if Suleiman takes over under these conditions, under CIA sponsorship, the attack on Iran comes closer. This is what people have to see, that all this nice rhetoric about democracy and the golden youth is all baloney. It means that the attack on Iran becomes more likely, because Mubarak was somebody who said, no, I don't want that. And the Saudis were strengthened by him to say, no, we probably want to, you know, cool that, you know, somehow. Or we don't want to be involved. You do it. We're going to sit this one out. So the thing makes a general war in the Middle East more likely.
So for all of Israel's talk about liking Mubarak, they've really been the ones pushing for the attack on Iran. Are they involved in this?
Who?
The Israelis.
I think the Israelis probably have a dual posture, just like the United States. In other words, with
but in their heart of hearts, do they want it?
I think Netanyahu would probably say his life is easier if Mubarak stays, but the Mossad may say, no, we have our own approach to this. We're going with the U.S. or whatever it is.
All right, Webster, thank you so much. Tarpley.net, our websites are Infowars.com.
G. Tarpley on Twitter.
All right, we'll continue to follow this as it unfolds. Webster, thank you so much for spending time with us. Very interesting information.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com, or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about, and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter, or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There is no question that we have made many important strides in securing our country from terrorism since 9/11. But the threat continues to evolve, and in some ways the threat today may be at its most heightened state since the attacks nearly 10 years ago. In addition to the core al-Qaeda group, which still represents a threat to the United States despite its diminished capabilities, we now face threats from a number of al-Qaeda associates that share its violent extremist ideology. Among these groups, we are also seeing an increased emphasis on recruiting Americans and Westerners to carry out attacks. These groups are trying to recruit people to carry out attacks who have connections to the West, but who do not have strong ties to terrorist groups that could possibly tip off the intelligence community. They are also encouraging individuals in the West to carry out their own small-scale attacks, which require less of the coordination and planning that could raise red flags and lead to an attack's disruption.
And then she went on, and CBS News is reporting to say that Anwar al-Awlaki has now replaced bin Laden, who we know has been dead for 9 years, as the new commander of al-Qaeda. And hiding in plain view, he admittedly is working with the Pentagon secretly and running these patsies in every case, whether it's the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, the Fort Hood situation, the Times Square situation. These people think they're talking to Anwar al-Awlaki, and really they're being handled and supported and armed. And then when there are other agencies or sections of agencies that find out what's happening and try to frustrate it, they're blocked from stopping it. When they're mentally retarded, and in the case of Mutalib, that's clear, disheveled, looked drugged, according to witnesses, didn't have a passport. He couldn't get his visa, so an unnamed U.S. agency told the State Department. The State Department put a press release out on this. They said, we're not going to get burned for this. The Undersecretary Kennedy came out and said, look, I was told by an unnamed U.S. agency to give him the visa. But then he didn't have the passport, so a American, accented, sharp-dressed man argued with the gate people, got him through security and on the airplane. We told you that 2 months before the State Department came out and confirmed it was true. Because we have the eyewitnesses, the Haskells and others. I mean, do you understand how dangerous this is? You got a Lockie who they say is going to hit us and hit us hard. You got all these Democratic memos saying we need a big terror attack so people love Obama again. That will save us, just like Oklahoma City did. They are one inch from admitting they did it all. They're just out in the open like we're idiots and don't see what they're doing. Even Glenn Beck came out last year, we played the clip, and said the government's getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City and blame it on him. When he says him, he means what's known as the Patriot Movement that Glenn Beck is seen as one of the leaders of. Probably the biggest person out there after Ron Paul and then myself. But he's a doppelganger. He's a wicked clone he's kind of a bizarro, the twisted version of Superman. I have to sit here and watch this. Michael Savage is saying they're getting ready to stage terror attacks. Because they telegraph it. Do I have to read all the White House advisor quotes about, if we don't have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, we're not going to get our agenda through. We need an event so Obama can be our leader. And you saw him seize on the Tucson hoax and blame it on talk radio and everybody and say, shut up and do what I say. And he got a 15-point boost in that, though it's already gone away. They need a big terror attack. And right on time, when they didn't pass the Patriot Act, oh, Alaki's going to hit us. It's the biggest threat ever. Oh, and we're like, Alaki works for you. And then here's the Associated Press today. Man says ex-CIA agent Posada gave him explosives for hotel bombing. Well, that's already come out in congressional hearings years ago. This guy under CIA orders, he's basically been pardoned by the bureaucracy and let out of a U.S. prison, blow up an Olympic team on an airplane. And he's admittedly CIA. And when they would do these bombings, they'd blame it on other people. That's what the globalists do. In an exclusive interview Tuesday, a Salvadoran man told the Associated Press that former CIA operative gave him powerful explosives and cash to carry out a 97 hotel bombing in Cuba. Otto Rene Rodriguez said that he was given C4 explosives and $2,000 by Luis Posada Carrillas to enable the bombing of a Havana's Mela Cohiba Hotel on August 3rd, 97. He was later captured in Cuba with 3.3 pounds of C4 that he had been given by Posada. And it just goes on from there. But he's been caught, and it's been confirmed, running a bunch of other attacks. I mean, it's just like Anwar al-Awlaki. And we've got Newsweek, San Jose Mercury News, with the reported hijackers trained at U.S. bases. And it's like, well, they were, but let's not talk about it. Oh, they did have U.S. government credit cards. Let's not talk about it. Okay, the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia was ordered to let them into the country when they were flagged as terrorists. But let's not talk about it. Oh, and what did the CIA tell the State Department to let them in back in 2000 before the attack? Early 2001? They said, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. They work for us. I mean, we got them, right?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
On the power plants being shut down and triggering the lack of power we need, we've been proven completely correct. I'm going to be going over that. On the fact that you cannot call and get anybody to report suspicious activity or who's involved in the terrorism. We've proven that. It's all a hoax, just like they turned off the naked body scanners the day before Thanksgiving, and for several days after, so that we couldn't protest, showing that there's no real threat. They're not really trying to protect you. It's all political, training you to be a prisoner, to line up and have the government frisk you, to have federally funded checkpoints roll out across the country as it's now happening. And it is just so incredible to now have the government come out right after the Patriot Act doesn't get repassed, reauthorized. It's been Bob Barr put the provision in 2001 to have it sunsetted every few years. They have to keep reauthorizing it. And we said, watch, they're going to run out and say Al-Qaeda's about to hit. They're going to say Amar al-Awlaki, and that's what they did. And we're just supposed to sit here like we're all morons, like we're idiots, and go along with it. Listen to this. Feds, Times Square mastermind, bigger threat than bin Laden. Napolitano says American board, al-Awlaki, a serious concern. See, we were talking about al-Awlaki years ago when it wasn't cool, when nobody knew who he was. We know who he is. He's the new bin Laden, and he works for them. A terror power shift leads to a stunning warning from the Department of Homeland Security. The American-born cleric behind the attempted Times Square bombing, and all those others, they don't tell you that, has now eclipsed bin Laden and is the biggest threat to American security, reports CBS News. And it goes on to break down that Anwar al-Awlaki is now the boss of all bosses of the group of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The Fed said Wednesday he is now the number one threat, the most significant risk to the United States. National Counterterrorism Center Director Michael Leiter told the House Homeland Security Committee that American war on bin Laden has allowed others to come to the forefront. Oh, it's a shadowy enemy. This former CIA guy, who's admittedly former CIA, bin Laden, he's now faded off. Nobody's buying that anymore. Nobody's seen him, you know, on a new video for 9 years. The government's been caught producing fake ones and admitting it later. That was admitted in the Washington Post last year. We already knew it, but they just admit it all. Like we're stupid. Like we're not paying attention. Because they know the fetish they've created of getting into fearing Muslims all day. And I'm not saying there aren't radical Muslims. I'm not saying that there aren't people who want a new Ottoman Empire that they've been, talking so much about. But, every big block of people wants to rule the world, okay? The issue here is that the globalists are running and financing the radical Muslims so that they can take our liberties away domestically and bomb those countries into the Stone Age. And because the radical Muslims will keep their countries in the Stone Age. That's the globalist program, the strategy of tension. Now, I got a lot of other news. We've warned you for years about the dangers of diet soft drinks that have the genetically engineered E. coli excrement in it. That's what aspartame is. If you don't believe me, just search the term. Aspartame manufacturing process. It's a genetically engineered E. coli that they feed toxic waste to that then excretes out the toxin. And it's very addicting. It is a neurotoxin. But here it is. This is out of AFP. Strokes up among younger U.S. population. Yeah, so suddenly we're getting 25-year-olds getting Alzheimer's. And here's ABC News. Diet soda, fewer calories, greater stroke risk. Controversial study linking diet soda to heightened stroke risk draws skepticism. Oh, yeah. We've just had scientists and brain surgeons on for years telling you the same thing. But we don't know why the strokes are way up. We don't know why all these disorders are way up. We're going to be getting into that as well. But I wanted for the next 10 minutes to play the first 10 minutes of Fall of the Republic. I think it's a more important film, better done, more information than the Obama deception. But it's probably only been seen 15 million times for free online instead of 30-plus million times online for free like Obama deception. And it's up on YouTube. You can just search Fall of the Republic. You can get the high-quality DVD from us and purchase it and make copies and give it to everybody you know. We have it very inexpensive where you can buy them in bulk for like $4.95 a piece with the high-quality shrink wrap and the color cover and the expanded extras so people are more apt to watch it when you give it to them if you want to support us. But I don't care. The bottom line is get it out to everybody because the first 10 minutes of the film, now made a year and a half ago, breaks down everything the globalists are now doing. We told you what they do, and it's evergreen. That's why my films are so important. They get better with time, like fine wine, because we know what's happening. We've got the number of the globalists. We've got their pulse. We've got their MO. We understand their program. And by getting the word out on what they're doing, we can stop them. You think they're going to be able to just shut off massive amounts of U.S. power plants if we speak out and point out what they're doing and that it's to shut down their competition, nothing to do with saving the earth from carbon dioxide? Do you think they're going to be able to get away with setting up domestic checkpoints if we illustrate that the terror is a fraud? You have the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports that law enforcement sent us and that have been confirmed to be real. None of it has to do with the Central Asian cave dwellers. It's all about gun owners, land rights groups, anti-Federal Reserve groups, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, Alex Jones supporters. It's all about real Americans who aren't in a trance, who are awake and see what's going on. We've got to wake the other mind-numb zombies out of their slumber. We've got to do it now, but we've already got sufficient numbers that if all of you take action and get the word out and expose the globalists and the V for Victory campaign, and we continue to push, we're going to win this thing. If not, they've got hardcore, systematic, scientific tyranny lined up for us. So I want to get into the power plant situation when we come back from break. I want to get into the fact that it has been proven to be a manifest hoax and a fraud. I'm looking for Paul Joseph Watson's article I printed in here to cover. Here it is. See Something, Say Something, Exposed as a Hoax. That's Paul Watson's article on it. It has the video posted, the compilation we put together of our calls Sunday and yesterday, live on air to Homeland Security, FBI, you name it. We then also have Kurt Nimmo's excellent article that covers other angles. Alex Jones exposes See Something, Say Something as patent fraud. That special video report is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's a 24-minute report that you need to get out to everybody you know so they get the full spectrum understanding of how you try to report terror and you can't because this is a non-existent, made-up, synthetic, manufactured system. I'm actually pulling it up here so you can get the actual headline video. Alex Jones exposes DHS terror fraud. Get that out to everybody. But let's go to about 9 minutes as we go to break. From the intro through the first 9 minutes of my seminal film, Fall of the Republic. You just type that into a search engine. The video is the number one link. You know, it's not Gibbon's Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire or Rise and Fall of the Third Reich or the Star Wars book, Fall of the Republic. It is our film, Fall of the Republic. Let's go ahead and play this important video.
The head of the country's central bank floated the idea of dumping the greenback as the world's reserve currency, replacing it with an international currency.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. His vision for America's place in a new world order.
Returning vets could be a risk to our nation.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And one of the ways that we'll drive the change is through global governance.
I think the new world order is emerging.
This is a hoax and a scam which is designed to transfer wealth and power from the private sector to the government sector and from the government of the United States to a world government.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Theories.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
And who got the money? Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
They tell us who they are.
No.
You know, financial terrorism. They have the ability to tweak the knob.
I am proposing that the Federal Reserve be granted new authority.
The ultimate goal of the carbon tax and the cap and trade is to destroy production.
This energy tax is the largest tax increase in American history.
We're actually creating a global warming police. So number one, they can come in, the federal government can come in, inspect your house, and send you the bill. We're setting up a global warming Gestapo.
One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
I am fierce.
And this is what I wear.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
The president, when he was in Europe last week, he met with the king of Saudi Arabia. He appeared to bow.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
the World Wrestling Federation. It's the Washington Wrestling Federation. They put on this show that they're bitter rivalries, you know, villains, and they really don't like each other. But behind closed doors, they buddy up for a drink and make deals.
Both the Republican and Democratic parties are owned by the same global elites. And on issues that matter to those global elites, they act as one.
They've wrapped themselves in the American flag, and they've talked about preserving American heritage and principles, and all the while they're working to merge us into a new world order where our sovereignty will be destroyed, we'll lose all connection with our American heritage.
With Bush, you knew exactly what you were getting. It was there was no iron fist in a velvet glove. It was just the iron fist. Whereas with Obama, you've got the velvet glove and the iron fist. You know, a very sharp guy, very smooth, knows exactly what he's doing. For that reason, far more dangerous than Bush.
Well, at the end of last year, I was willing to give Obama the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was premature to write this guy off. But now that he's been in office for a while, it's obvious that he is very tight with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's on Wall Street, and he is extremely compliant and pliant to the wishes of the large banks, going back to what we saw with Robert Rubin under the Clinton administration, changing laws in favor of the banks, and he's not doing anything to stop the banks. He's helping the banks continue to do what they were doing under Bush. So, in fact, he's just a continuation of Bush on the subject of markets and finance, which is the most important part of his policy right now.
People who voted for Obama wanted real change and are getting platitudes, are getting a lot of nice talk, but nothing in the way of concrete change is taking place. In this town, business as usual.
There's one puppet master that controls the left, and there's the same puppet master controls the right. They control the Republican Party, and they control the Democratic Party.
This is not a party issue. This is not a left-right issue. The question is, who should government serve? And it should serve the people.
In fact, government is just a tool of dominant minority that uses economics and government law to enforce upon the public various mandates.
The right-left paradigm in the U.S. and in U.S. politics is taken directly from the commercial world and the corporate world. In the business world, you have Coke, Pepsi. You have McDonald's, Burger King. You've got AT&T and Verizon. You know, you've got duopolies. And a duopoly gives the illusion of there being some competition and some choice. And it looks a little bit better than a monopoly. So, for example, in communist Russia, if they had communist Russia red and communist Russia chartreuse, there would have been the illusion of choice and something akin to democracy in Russia. But they simply said, forget it, we're just going to go with red. In the U.S., they have this left-right paradigm, which, unfortunately, it doesn't take them out of the hard, cold fact that there is no choice. There's no social justice. There's only one choice, which is to supply more rent to the rent seekers who have now taken the whole system hostage.
We've seen the limitations on government whittled away. We have seen this erosion to the point where today it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
If the United States doesn't have its Bill of Rights and Constitution, it doesn't exist anymore. It's just more real estate, more dirt. And that's what these global corporatists want. They want to completely dismantle the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're doing that right now. This is the fall of the republic. Our nation is dying. We, the people that live in this fine country, need to stand up, get involved, and take the system back. It's the Bill of Rights and Constitution that we owe allegiance to, not to a political party, and not to politicians that wrap themselves in the red, white, and blue, while at the same time, they destroy everything that that sacred flag stands for.
So in the old days, you used to have this globe that with 180-some-odd countries, and a few of those countries had a lot of power, like the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States at various times. But today, you might better look at that globe and say that it's surrounded by huge clouds swirling around the planet. They know no national boundaries. They don't follow any specific sets of laws. And these are the big corporations. They basically control politicians around the world because they have all the money. And politicians always need money to get elected or to run their governments if they're not democratically elected politicians. They control the mainstream press, either through outright ownership or advertising budgets. They have massive amounts of lobbyists in Washington that have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots. They form partnerships with the Chinese and the Taiwanese and the Tibetans, or with the Israelis and Arab nations, with Brazilians and Indians, with whatever country and whatever group of people has resources that they covet. And they, so for the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order to bring in a World Bank, to destroy the economy of this country, and to bring in global governance. And no matter how likable the fellow is, we as citizens of this country need to stand up and say no.
All right, folks, we're going to be back on the other side and break down a key strategic attack system that the globalists have launched, not just here but worldwide, the takeover of our energy systems. The White House responded to PrisonPlanet.com last Friday, and we know why. They've been caught with their pants down. And if we expose what they're doing, they will fail.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Al Jazeera is reporting that Hosni Mubarak may step down in the next few days. He's not going to try to hold on until September. And during the break, Fox News is reporting that insiders inside the Mubarak government have told Fox News that he is about to step down and that it is imminent. And then now you'll basically have the same dictatorial parliament that he already had in place. Will still be there, still financed by the United States and Israel and others. And I guess they're going to move in Al-Baradei, that some say is good, others say is bad. We know the vice president of Mubarak's the big torture master. That's his supposed replacement for other people. So a big development on that front. Now, this story affects your power prices. It affects American companies being able to get inexpensive, affordable energy. China, again, builds 3 to 5 new power plants a week. We get to build 3 a year. They've been blocking power plants and shutting them down all over the country. And here is CBS News today. North Texas could see more rolling blackouts as demand for electricity could reach record high levels this morning. And now they are reporting there have been some blackouts. Now, dovetail that with Newsmax reporting, massive closures, that's a quote, of U.S. coal plants loom, Chu says. The U.S. has an aging inventory. Oh, that's aging, so they need to shut them down. It's government orders. Of coal-fired plants, and many units might be closed before the end of the decade, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu said. We're going to see massive retirements within the next 5-8 years, yeah, under government regulations, Chu said today as the Renewable Energy Conference in Washington. Much of our fleet of coal plants is 40 to 50 years old. The sites are. They've been updating them. President Barack Obama said last month the U.S. should eliminate tax subsidies for fossil fuel production worth $4 billion a year so it can boost spending on renewable energy. Ah, yes, that costs 10 times more on average. And they go on to say that they're going to shut down hundreds of coal-powered plants in the next 5 to 8 years. And they've already been blocking new ones being built, blocking already finished high-tech ones, that nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water vapor, and they're calling that the new pollution. And our articles countering the White House lies on Sunday, the articles where we counted their lies from Friday, where they responded and said, oh, there's these liars, you know, saying that we're causing the blackouts, but it's cold weather. There were 50-plus malfunctions in Texas alone. Well, I happen to have the report here, and Paul Watson has links to the government reports. White House lies on blackouts exposed. Well, I mean, it should be White House confirmed. White House, great article, but it should be White House confirms or confirmed White House energy policies cause blackouts. Confirmed. White House energy policies cause blackouts. And Paul Joseph Watson goes over this. White House lies on blackouts exposed. And it goes on from there, breaking it all down, that Obama Communications Director Peter Pfeiffer attacked our article, blaming the White House anti-energy policy for contributing to the severity of the rolling blackouts that have occurred over the past few weeks. He claimed that the outages had nothing to do with maxed out grids and were, in fact, solely the result of mechanical failures. Well, this formed the foundation of Pfeiffer's charge that our research was unquestionably false, quote, and was used to dismiss our argument that the Obama administration's strict enforcement of draconian EPA regulations that has led to the new clean burning coal plants being mothballed and other existing ones being shut down has in turn led to Texas and other states becoming energy dependent, leading to shortages and blackouts. Whether or not the White House lied comes down to whether the severity of the blackouts was made worse by maxed out power grids or mechanical failures. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the agency that oversees the state's power, says the energy grid was nearly maxed out, WFAA-TV reports. The agency has warned consumers that they should conserve power, and if they don't, rolling blackouts will likely happen once again. And they go on to say it was not mechanical failures. They were maxed out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.